December 25th, 1902. What God Desires Us to Be. Ellen G. White. God calls for intelligent Christians, for men and women who are filled with the knowledge of His will. He calls for men and women who by their good works show that the truth has brought about a change in their lives. The religion that consists in professions merely is but a pretense. Those whose union with Christ ends with the writing of their names on the church roll are not channels of light. God's servants should daily gain more knowledge of Him. Daily they should grow in grace and in spiritual understanding, strengthened with might according to His glorious power. They are to increase in spiritual efficiency, that they may give strength to those for whom they labor. God does not ask men and women to enter His service with their natural traits of character, to make a failure before the heavenly universe and before the world. He does not ask a man who is unconverted to attempt to serve Him. Christ invites all to come to Him, but when they come, they are to lay aside their sins. All their vices and follies, all their pride and worldliness, are to be laid at the foot of His cross. This He requires because He loves them and desires to save them, not in their sins, but from their sins. The recovery of souls from sin is to be a revenue of goodness to men and of glory to God. The Lord is to receive all the praise for the wonderful change wrought. But how many offer praise and thanksgiving to God? How many, by thanking the giver, show that they appreciate their blessings? How many give thanks to the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light? We have redemption through His blood. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of His Son. The heavenly angels are constantly engaged in serving us, bringing to us most wonderful opportunities and blessings. Why then should we be so slow to express our thanksgiving? Whoso offereth praise glorifieth God. A fragrant atmosphere surrounds the believing, thankful soul who offers praise to his heavenly Father. Let all appreciate the blessing of the Lord. We reflect bright beams of light when in the home and the church we express our appreciation of the Lord's goodness. Through His human instrumentalities, God desires to reveal the power of His grace, to make known the riches of redemption. In all wisdom, people are to be warned and taught. Those who are seeking to win souls to Christ must be guarded in every action, lest they leave a wrong impression on those for whom they are working. The Lord will give success to those who in spiritual and temporal lines deal faithfully with minds. Let those who work for Christ put on Christ, then there will be a continual advancement in knowledge and understanding, an advancement that will make a strong impression on the world. Those who are daily learning of Christ will become so meek and lowly that Christ can work through them. He will go before them as their righteousness. As they follow in His footsteps, fulfilling His requirements, many will take knowledge of them that they have been with Christ. Their lives are conformed to the truth, and as they reveal the Savior's character in their lives, they are doing the work that He did. As they behold Christ, they are changed from glory to glory, from character to character. Such believers will move the world. Mrs. E. G. White.